Today's podcast is brought to you by Howie's new book, Paperboy. To order today, go to HowieCarshow.com and click on store.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Well, sure. I mean, this is all about the fact that he has a pro-Hamas base, Sean. But listen, Eisenhower did the right thing back in 57 when he sent the 101st Airborne to Little Rock. Why not do it for Jewish Americans?
Be glad, be grateful that I'm not just going out and murdering Zionists.
I hate these guys.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
But for example, I remember starting off playing Catholic League football, CIO football.
So I was a lot bigger then because I was on stilts. Yeah, that's it. Too tall for Megan, they called me.
Runner-up at state, scoring, you know. What the
wow.
You know, you don't look big enough to play football.
Oh, well, you see, I had a lot of injuries, and they changed my physique.
I don't see any scars.
Yeah, well, they were internal injuries.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. The flip locks are going fast, but they really are a good product. And if you want some protection inside your house, you know, where your bedroom, bathroom, where you're going to run to if they breach the perimeter, as Harvard Crimson calls the yard, you know. They're really a good product, and also for your kids if they're in their first apartments or if they're in a college dorm too. Arden, one of our regular listeners, said Howie ordered two from the last Cheap Bastard deal. That's when they were $30. Now they're $25. They're even a better deal than they were when Arden ordered. They arrived and are very nice, very substantial and well engineered. Nice, elegant solution. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. 919. We talk on during the breaks, and you can see us on Rumble or Twitter. We're talking, and 919 says, "Does Taylor receive more pay on the fly when you give him more work? Inquiring minds want to know." Well, this isn't going to be work. This isn't going to be work for Taylor. This is going to be work for Emma. And
I had to relay the message.
but she's the one who's actually going to have to put everything up, and. We just got the police reports on the Emerson arrests. I know a lot of you got, enjoyed that. It warmed the cockles of your heart last night to see them dragging away the Nazi hippies out of Pie Alley or wherever the hell they were near Emerson. Now we've got the police report, including all of the names of all the hippies that were arrested. There's a lot of interesting names. My favorite name so far is Punchy Panda. I know Punchy McLaughlin. He got it. He got it at the West Roxbury turnaround in '65. Stevie Flemmy shot him. But this is Punchy with two H's. PUNCHHI, Pandit. PANDIT. Punchy Pandit. But we'll have a. We just got the thing of 3 or 4 minutes before the last break. So we'll have it posted very shortly. It'll be go to HowieCarshow.com. It'll be right up there. Or if you just follow us on Twitter, we'll have a link to it on Twitter. So check out the police report, and I'll be giving it a good reading as time goes on. And by the way, they have something from the parents of one of the arrested students at the Boston Globe.
He's a good boy, a very good boy.
Yes, they're and you know, the thing is that they're both human rights researchers, the parents. We are human rights researchers. The father is a human rights expert who has supported the work of truth and reconciliation commissions in over 20 countries. His wife, the mother of the arrested student, is the director of regional programs at the Fund for Global Human Rights, and she has previously held position at Physicians for Human Rights, Human Rights Watch, and Amnesty International. And it's such a heartwarming defense of their daughter that the Globe has shut down comments. You know what that means? That means it's getting a good response. All right, 844-500-4242. I'm coming back to Boston over the, you know, I'll be back on Tuesday, back in the studio. So I was cleaning out some clips that I haven't gotten to for the last few weeks before I head out. I don't want to take them on the plane or put them in the car to be transported back. I just want to read you a few. Spend the next 5-10 minutes just reading over some clips. The first thing we're going to handle is the illegal alien beat. These are stories I didn't get to on the illegal alien beat over the last month or so. Mexican illegal alien arrested for aggravated murder in Ohio was previously deported 7 times.
I'm shocked.
Illegal alien rapist among nearly 2 million known gotaways under Biden. A 40-year-old illegal alien, Jose Pavon Furman of Honduras. Furman rhymes with vermin. Followed a woman onto a Norwalk, Connecticut public bus and eventually raped her. Somali refugee allegedly strangles pregnant Swedish girlfriend in honor killing. Another migrant crime ring. I'm just reading the headlines here. This time in wealthy Biden-voting Oakland County, Michigan. This is one of these. They're targeting high-end homes. By the way, there was another arrest. The district attorney of Middlesex County, Marion Ryan, announced today they've arrested a gang of the same kind of burglars that do home invasions. These are on South Asians, Indians, rich Indians that have a lot of jewelry and cash, and they just follow them in. 43 in homes in one county. But, you know, try to find out if they're illegal aliens or not from Mary and Ryan. Good luck. By the way, speaking of illegal aliens, I just got a call from the U.S. Attorney's Office in Providence. The four Guatemalans that stole $238,000 allegedly from the Home Depots from Maine to Virginia. They've been going at it this for years, and they keep getting released. We used to call them Providence men. Now they moved to Cranston, paid cash for a house and a flatbed pickup truck to help them steal stuff. They had a court appearance today, but the case has been kicked up to May 8th. But we just got confirmation of that. We're going to keep you informed about the four Guatemalans. It was a lead story in the Herald last week. Illegal immigrant on terror watch released by Border Patrol spends a year in the United States. Mohammed Carwin, another one of those wacky Mohammeds. He's been living in the United States free as a bird for more than a year. He's on the terrorist watch list. Commonwealth of Virginia. Canine dog stabbed to death by illegal alien MS-13 gang members.
They're just a human being.
Revon, a canine, was protecting correctional officer Carmicia Philip Fields, killed, stabbed. Four inmates, four illegal alien jailbird gangbangers, stabbed and kicked the animal. God. God bless Revon, said Governor Youngkin. A heroic canine who was killed in the line of duty. These barbaric members of MS-13 will be held accountable. Barbaric. Haitian migrant fatally stabs his two roommates inside New York apartment before deportation hearing. This was in Middletown, New York, in the Hudson Valley. Kenal Baptiste is a police canine team captured the third world savage in a wooded area near the apartment shortly after the stabbings. His two victims were also Haitians. Chicago alderman, we could have avoided measles, tuberculosis issues by making migrants follow vaccine rules. You think so, Chicago alderman? How about we could have avoided a lot of crimes if we'd made them follow the law? Starting with the immigration law. Also from Illinois,
Mexican illegal alien charged with murdering wife, quote, nearly decapitated her, unquote, in front of children. 33-year-old Balthazar Perez Estrada murdered his wife, 26-year-old Marcella Simon Franco, on Sunday night following a domestic altercation.
Giving it just old Balthazar's a bad name.
Balthazar. Yes. He's been, he is charged with illegally being in the U.S., in addition to five counts of first-degree murder. Well, I don't know why they call him with five. Oh, but they did. 844. Here's some more routine ones. This is from the New Hampshire State Police blotters of late. Bodrick Felder from Texas City, Texas, operating without a valid license. Julio Rivera Morales, operating without a valid license in Dover. Ana Yanira Moreno Amaya, operating without a valid license. She's from Somerville, Mass., operating in Canterbury. Sergio Lucas DeFarias Pereira of Milford.
And I get compliments on the hyphen.
Operating without a valid license in Concord. I think we seem to have run out of time here for this. We're going to get to your calls in just a moment, and we will have our list to read of the names of the arrestees. But right now, experience the ultimate savings event with MyPillow's $25 extravaganza. For a limited time, dive into incredible deals like a two-pack multi-use MyPillows, stylish sandals for both men and women, or a luxurious six-pack towel set, all of which are available for an astonishing $25 each. Yes, you heard it right. Just $25 per item during MyPillow's $25 extravaganza. But wait, there's more. Refresh your kitchen with their durable four-pack dish towels. You guessed it, also at the unbeatable price of $25. And making its debut, the premium MyPillows with new all-Giza fabric. Choose any size, any loft level, including the opulent king size, all for the low price of $25. These incredible offers won't last long, so order now. Call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Howie for these incredible deals and to unlock free shipping on all orders of over $75. That's 800-658-4965 or MyPillow.com, promo code Howie. Elevate your comfort with the MyPillow $25 extravaganza. Don't delay. Go to MyPillow.com and don't forget the code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show will be right back. He's Howie Carr.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Northeast Hair Restoration. This April and May, save $1,000 off their new PFE hair restoration procedure and listen to my Meet the Expert podcast with the doctors. You'll learn a lot about the latest state-of-the-art hair restoration treatments. Go to PFEHair.com or call 1-800-208-HAIR, 1-800-208-HAIR. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarshow.com, is Harvard says the state's proposed wealth tax on its $50 billion endowment would cripple it. Should the legislature pass the $1.5 billion yearly Harvard tax? Yes, no, or the tax should even be higher?
It should be higher.
31% say it should be higher. 62% say pass it. 7% say don't pass it.
All right. Someone texted me and said, much as I'd love to see it, it would establish a bad precedent. You know what? We're far beyond the bad precedent stage. They're after us. We've got to come after them. I mean, that's the way it is. You know, they want to tax us back to the Stone Age. You know, what's sauce for the goose is sauce for the gander, in my opinion. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242.
Scott, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Scott.
Hey, Howie. I'm up in beautiful Washington County, Maine. And up here, they have all the wire locked up in Home Depots because that's hot item for the...
I think it's happened everywhere, Scott. These people have been on a rampage. And that's all they got is 238,000. It's probably a lot more than that. And they're looking for 11 more of these illegal aliens.
The employee there, he told us that they come in and just load up a shopping cart and walk out because they know that they can't do anything about it.
Yeah. I know when they were arrested in Boston, they took out a place on the VFW Parkway in West Roxbury, and the cop said, "Look, you better hold." And the prosecutor, the DA's office said, "Look, these guys have warrants out on them. There are ICE detainers on them, and these are felonies, stealing this much spool." Electrical wire, and the judge just cuts it down to like a simple shoplifting. It was a Bulger hack that did it, and the woman comes up from Providence and pays the $1,000, and they disappear and they're never seen again, Scott. And this happens in states from Maine, where you live, all the way down to Virginia.
Yeah,
they've been running amok.
A lot of the immigrants that we get, they're great people. You know, the actual immigrants, the illegals, this is what you get.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, they come across the border. They violate every law crossing the border. They don't care. The leader of the gang has been deported twice. That's a small number compared to what some of these people are deported. But at least they're doing something. I don't think I don't think they wanted to take the case, but I'm glad they've taken the case, and I don't want to put them down. But they were saying, "Oh, we have other stuff. We have sex trafficking to deal with these people." But you know, I mean, you just can't allow these sticky fingered goons to come into your country and steal everything. They're gonna put a Home Depot out of business, just like they put all the drugstores out of business in the inner cities from San Francisco all the way to Boston. Thanks for the call, Alan. You're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Alan.
Hi, Howie. Thanks for taking my call. You know, it's scary times right now with the chance in the colleges and the chance death to America. Right now, and it's just scary because, you know, the hate crime is up against the Jews, up over 60%, and Christians is up over 500%. And Howie, I just want to let everybody know that in Australia, there's a bishop, Mar Mari. He was stabbed in the face by an Arab Muslim, and Elon Musk is the only one on X that's letting the story out. And I just want people to know that this bishop Mari was stabbed in the face. He's also an Iraqi. And they don't want this story to be out because instantly.
Yeah, I've seen the story, instantly. Alan. And the guy was.
You know, and
it took a week before they admitted that the guy that was stabbing him. They had the pictures the next day, the video, and the guy was yelling about Allah and had insulted Muhammad and all this stuff. I mean, but they wouldn't even put out the story, even though it was obvious to everybody who knew what was happening that it was an Arab, basically an Arab Christian or an Iranian Christian.
What upsets me, Howie, is that they want to carry the narrative. You know, Biden wants to make Trump supporters and to be the bad guys, and the parents that are standing up at these PTA meetings to be the bad guy. I mean, America needs to be focused on what's going on. Boston knows that a pressure cooker took down one of the biggest cities in the Northeast. I mean, you look at our airlines during 9/11. I mean, America needs to understand who they are and who hates us. I love you, Howie. Keep it going.
Thanks, Alan. 844-500-4242. Looking at the birth dates of some of these people who were arrested. Some of them are in their 40s. Their 40s. What the hell are they doing out there at 2 a.m. with all the rest of the Nazi hippies from Emerson?
What's their secret to staying up so late? That's what I want to know.
I told you about the punchy Pandit. How about this one? Jawaria Jama. Jawaria Jama. She's a bad mama Jama. Yara Afif was also picked up. If you want to check out the list, I think it's already been posted. HowieCarrShow.com. It's right there, front page. I'm Howie Carr.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. So the Boston police agreed with the Emerson College administration last night, moved in and took out all the hippies that were demonstrating, the Nazis, at Boylston Street in Boylston Place, near right around the corner from the transportation building. They were blocking the alley. I think it's called, is that Pie Alley, or is this, that's a different alley, I guess. Pie Alley is up near City Hall, I guess. But it's this alley that, you know, there used to be clubs there. I don't know if there are any more, but it's where you get into the transportation building. And it's also how you get out if there's a problem, like a fire or something. They're blocking it all. They're stopping people from getting in and out. And so the parents of one of these people that was arrested, but she was there. These are the human rights activists. In a functioning democracy, the police should not arbitrate differences with batons. That's the role of civic debate. Police may not mete out punishment or wrongdoers with pepper spray. Consequences for lawbreaking should be left to the courts and judges. I'm going to read you what happened to some of the cops about how they were attacked by these Nazi hippies. I've got it right in the police report, and you can read the police report at howiecarshow.com. It's we've got the incident report, and we'll be tweeting out a link shortly, so you can go straight to it if you just follow us on Twitter at howiecarshow. All right, it's up. The tweet is up. So just go, if you just follow us on Twitter, just go to the link, hit the link, and you'll get right to the report and check out the. I'll go over this in a bit, but I want to talk to John from New York about the
markets.
Before
that, do you want to hear President Trump's comments on the debate? He just stepped out of the courtroom and discussed doing a debate with Joe Biden.
Oh, okay. Here it is. Yeah.
I've invited Biden to debate. He can do it anytime he wants, including tonight. I'm ready. Here we are. I invited him to the courthouse that he has us tied up in his administration. This is all being done through Washington. It's all a well-coordinated attack on a political opponent. But I'm here, I'm ready, willing, and able. And if he wants, I'll do it on Monday night, Tuesday night, or Wednesday night. We'll be in Michigan, a state that he's destroyed because of the auto industry. We're not going to have any jobs left in Michigan, no auto jobs left in Michigan. They're all going over to China and other places with this ridiculous EV mandate, electric vehicle mandate. But we're willing to do it Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, or Friday night on national television. We're ready. Just tell me where. We'll do it at the White House. That would be very comfortable, actually. But you tell me where. But we're ready. He's obviously not showing up now. We heard nothing. But he said today that, oh, I'd love to debate, but he won't debate. I don't think he'll debate. Maybe he will. Maybe he will. I'm not sure he has a choice. But that's the story. So here we are. We're ready, willing, and able. And we don't see him, and I don't think he'll be here. But maybe next week he'll do it. I doubt it, but maybe next week. So I just want to thank everybody.
By the way, you know, why is it that it's that this sounds like Neville Chamberlain coming back from Munich in 1938. Actually, the sound was better with Neville Chamberlain in 1938. Why can't they set up a mic stand for him to speak in front of like they've been doing for about 100 years? Well, at least since talkies. But they want him to sound like crap. God. 844-500-4242, but at least he's there. Boy, how did they let Biden say that he wanted to debate? Why didn't they just say, well, if he hasn't been convicted of a felony, or I'm not going to debate someone who's facing 91 felony counts or something? But I guess that's just too complicated for him to remember, so they just put him out there, and now Trump's got this talking point. 844-500-4242. Was it Emerson or Berkeley that apologized to their students for allowing BPD to use campus bathrooms during the BLM riots? That's a good point. I can't remember either. They did. They apologized. They said the cops were, when they were trying to prevent the arson and looting on Newbury Street and down in the Back Bay, Boylston Street. They the schools opened the school buildings that were in that area in the Back Bay, and the students went nuts, and the colleges apologized. I can't remember which one it was.
I think though. It was Berkeley.
Was it Berkeley? Okay. 844-5. That's a good point, though. Good catch there, 508. John from New York, what's going on? It's looking worse and worse, isn't it?
Well, yeah, the market bounced this week a little bit, Howie, because of this artificial intelligence stock stuff. It was up about 2%. But, you know, it's interesting. Some of the companies like IBM and Facebook didn't do well, and then other companies like Microsoft and Google did pretty well. So it's sort of more of a mixed bag. But to me, the biggest thing this week was the inflation data, inflation data came out. That was bad across the board. And also, I guess you've heard about it, or I'm not sure if you did or not, but Bloomberg has a new poll out. 70% say the economy is going in the wrong direction. 7-0. And that tells you that, you know, whatever the reported inflation rate is a lot worse. And people's standard of living is declining. I haven't seen numbers like this since Jimmy Carter was in office.
Yeah, I mentioned earlier today there's a story in the New York Post about the continuing collapse of commercial real estate in New York City. And that's the same, I think, everywhere, isn't it?
Pretty much, yeah. The these cities have been destroyed by shutting the economy down, but also the crime. I know I've talked to people where I used to work, and they're trying, they claim they're trying to get people to come back in the city, but people just aren't coming back, or they're going in 2 days a week. And there's no reason really to go back in these cities with the telecommunications. And so a lot of them are quietly setting suburban office buildings up. I know in New York City, I've talked to companies, and they're setting, you know, an office in Connecticut up, one in Westchester, one in Long Island, and one in New Jersey. And they're just saying, well, you know, we can't force the people to come back. So I don't really see that turning, and the losses are going to be huge. And the problem with the banks are going to be huge. So that's the downside. The weird part is, the economy's still going along. One positive, rates have gone up. So people that have savings where they were getting zero on their portfolios for so long, or just even their checking accounts, are now getting 5-6% interest. So that's actually helping people that are retired out. One thing, it's probably not us offsetting the cost of living, though.
Yeah, they can't even pretend that even though Biden continues to pretend that wages are rising, but they're not rising. They can't cut the interest rates when inflation is still not quite out of control, but close to out of control.
Correct. And also, China's in the process of devaluing their currency, so we don't know what that's going to set off in the next few weeks. But in the interest of positivity, because I do tend to be more negative, of course, I've never had a president like this since I've been in the business. But
no one has. No one in the history of the United States has ever lived through a presidency like this, I don't think.
Howie, there's a piece in the Wall Street Journal today. I wanted to tell you two things about your IRA, but I wanted to just point this out about how screwed up this is. But it's on A5 of the Wall Street Journal, and people ask me, why is the economy doing well? Why is it doing bad? U.S. seeks to speed power grid upgrades. That's the one headline on the one article. The next article is right across from it. It's on A5 of the Journal today. You can check it out. New EPA rules squeeze power plants. It's going to force – so they're spending money to upgrade the grid, but at the same time, they're shutting coal plants down.
Right.
It's just – this is the Biden policy.
Yeah, this is something I've been holding this for a while, and from the Wall Street Journal, Alaska Senator Dan Sullivan, he's been on the show. He votes bad on Ukraine, but he's good on other issues. He likes to quip that the Biden administration has imposed more sanctions on Alaska than he has on Iran, and it's true. It's true, and they say they took 13.3 million acres that stopped any kind of oil and gas leasing in Alaska. 13.3 million, and they say they're doing it for the Native Americans, John. You know where I'm going with this. And the Native Americans have said, please don't do this. We want the jobs. We want the taxes from all the oil and gas. And Biden says, I'm right. doing it for you anyway. It's like banning the menthol cigarettes. We know what's good for you black people. They know what's good for the natives up in Alaska. It's amazing that they get away with this.
It's kind of like the wars where we're on both sides of it. But listen, two things on your IRA that I want to let people know.
Yes.
A lot of people are concerned about stocks. A friend of mine, we chatted this week, he's starting his own business down in Frisco, which is right near Dallas, and we were kicking ideas around. And I have to admit, I didn't know this. But believe it or not, in your IRA account, you can invest in residential real estate, and you can also start your own small business using the funds out of your IRA without paying taxes on them to set your company up. A lot of financial advisors, you know, they do stocks and bonds and gold and that sort of thing. You do have to set a special company up, so you have to talk to your accountant or your attorney about it. But for somebody that wants to leave the corporate rat race and they have savings, but they also have a large retirement account, your 401k or your IRA can be used to start that business.
Wow. You know, I took some money out of my 401k last year to buy a second apartment in Florida, in West Palm. And I haven't looked at it since then, John. I just don't have the stomach for it anymore. I mean, I'm still putting money in from the Herald, but I just don't look at it anymore.
Yeah, but for some people that want to, for some people, you know, they say, I want to get out of the rat race. They might have, you know, $300,000, $500,000, $1 million.
Yeah, I don't have
that.
You
can use that money. Well, no, you can use that
money.
Not
anymore.
You can use, right, exactly. You could use that money, though, to start a business without paying a tax when you withdraw it, which is really valuable. So if anybody's interested in that, you know, talk to your financial advisor or your accountant about it.
I didn't know that. That is a good thing to know. Tell us about gold and silver. Silver Dave wants to find out how he's doing right now.
Gold's had a little bit of a correction because, you know, people are taking a little bit of profit. But I'll tell you what, when I come in every day and you look at the market, Howie, every day when gold or silver sells off, people are in buying it. And the Chinese are buying it. The Russians are buying it. You know, Brandon was stupid enough to threaten to seize Russia's, you know, dollars if they have treasuries.
Yeah.
Well, that drove gold up. That's one of the reasons gold's gone up, because they're all thinking, well, if he steals Russia's money, our money's next. So the Chinese and Russians are
exactly.
buying gold. And also, well, the other thing is Russia's got 3,000 metric tons of gold. So without even doing anything, he's driven their gold value up like 20 or 25% this year just by threatening them. That's how dumb the policy is.
Well, I'm sure this is good news for Iran, for Russia, all the oil exporting countries, when he takes even more of the Alaska National Petroleum Reserve off the table. You know, I mean, he's just helping these countries that are supposedly our geopolitical foes.
Right. The only good news about this is all these self-inflicted wounds can be solved if President Trump is reelected.
Yeah, I don't know what they can do about the Abrams tanks. Did you see about that?
Yeah.
We sent Ukraine these Abrams tanks because they're the state of the art tanks, armored vehicles in the world, and so the Russians were forced to figure out how to deal with them with drones, and now they've just figured Russians have figured out how to kill the Abrams tanks. So the Ukrainians are withdrawing them from the battlefield because and apparently, you know, whatever the Russians have done, everyone else in the world will know. And the Ukrainians are so committed to the war that the Polish government is starting to crack down and saying, if the Ukrainians are so committed to the war, how come you can't get a table in a restaurant in Warsaw or a seat at a bar because all the Ukrainian young men are draft dodging over here? There's like 4 million Ukrainians in Europe now that have, mostly men that have fled to get away. They don't want to fight.
No, and this is all money for the military industrial complex. And on the Wall Street Journal yesterday, this is typical. Mitch McConnell saying, well, this is just a down payment. He really wants to expand the military.
A down payment.
Down payment right across in the Wall Street Journal. The other article was U.S. fertility rates drop to record lows. Well, it's no wonder people aren't starting families if they're young. They can't afford housing because of the inflation, and then we're funneling even more money to start more wars. I mean,
right.
It's ludicrous.
Yeah, sending it to countries that don't even want to fight the wars. And we're allowing our enemies to develop technologies to defeat our supposed state-of-the-art technology. What a mess, John. I got to hold you right there, but thank you for calling in. Keep us informed next week about what's going on in the markets. 844-500-4242. Spring is here, and so is allergy season, which is why you need the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Paul Rizzo from Rizzo Insurance just ordered another 3 with code HOWIE3. He uses them in both his home and office, and he also buys them as gifts. It's not a surprise that everyone wants and loves the Thunderstorm due to how well it works and how affordable it is. Dave Henchy has one in every room at the Nauset Beach Inn. Dr. Matt the Vet swears by them. Not only does it help with pollen in your home, but with the USB cable, you can use it in your car as well. Every time you open that door to your home or car, pollen is coming inside. Pollen can give you itchy eyes, a sore throat, or just overall feelings of fatigue. Take care of the air inside your car with the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The Eden Pure 3-Pack is small enough to hold in your hand and doesn't take up any floor space. It also doesn't need filters, and that saves you both time and money. For pet odors, cooking smells, tobacco, musty basements, and more, you need the Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-Pack. Someone says he's going down to the Nauset Beach Inn. Should he steal the Thunderstorms? No, they're very affordable. Don't take them away from Dave Henchy. You can buy them yourself, and the price is great. Get the 3-Pack. They're back in stock now. Order now at EdenPureDeals.com. Use code HOWIE3. That's the number 3, and get yours now. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code HOWIE3. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr. We'll be right back. Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242. 774. Biden was really talking ragtime on the Howard Stern show. We need to hear some cuts, Howie. You should have been listening at the start of the show. Come on. We like to spread it around. Sometimes we play them in the 6 o'clock hour. Sometimes we play them in the 3 o'clock hour. We've got to keep you guessing. We've got to, you know, break it up a little bit. 844-500-4. I'm looking at the birth dates on these hippies that were arrested, these Nazis. Noah Cohen is 56 years old. 56 years old. Are you kidding me? What's up with that? And they're these are innocent protesters. The police have to learn not to overreact.
Oh. I bet some of the older folks were professors.
Yeah, I don't know. Several unidentified protest participants began to push back. I'm reading from the police report. Again, it's available at HowieCarrShow.com. It's right on the front page. And began to pull arrestees away from police. During these violent encounters, they've redacted the police's names. Officer sustained an injury to his left ankle foot, transported to the scene by Boston EMS to Tufts Medical Center, and diagnosed with a broken ankle. A broken ankle! What did Jake Tapper say? These are mostly peaceful protests. Another officer sustained injuries to his shoulder, left leg, and elbows. Another officer sustained an injury to his right hand, taken to Tufts Medical Center, where he received 7 stitches. 7 stitches. And Howie Carr.